Hi, my name is Janice, and you are listening to the Self-Love Science Podcast, where I can teach you a methodical approach on how to love yourself. So today I want to talk about attachment to outcome. If this is not the theme of my life, I don't know what is. It is the most dominant of my traits that creates pain. So basically, this is where disappointment stems from. If you feel like things should go a certain way and then they don't, you're going to have a reaction to it. In my case, that reaction is disappointment. I create these situations in my life and then I want them to look a certain way, or I want people to behave a certain way, or I want a very specific, very precise outcome. And when that doesn't happen, I'm left feeling disappointed, sometimes devastated at the fact that things didn't go the way that I really wanted them to go. So this is today's issue. Today I had to take a mental health day from work. And it's interesting how we communicate, like, here's an emergency that I'm having that I need to go deal with, because there's this shame around just saying, I can't handle today. And so I think it's really important to address the breakdowns as they come up. One of the things that I learned in this self-development weekend that I've done called Landmark Forum is about breakdowns. And I've learned that on the other side of every breakdown is a breakthrough. So right now I'm in just the middle of this huge breakdown, and I'm already seeing what the possibilities are, what the learns are, what the lessons are. And I think it's so important to really learn from the breakdowns. Like, avoiding the breakdowns are not possible, but having guilt and shame around them, that doesn't work either. So right now I've got two really significant, heavy things happening for me. So I've got my next check-in with my oncologist in 2 weeks on July 14th. So that to me is the time leading up to my check-ins. My behavior starts getting erratic and I start feeling the impending doom of it. The experience of being someone who has had cancer, and I'm still in, like, I just finished a year of remission in April, and so I'm not considered a survivor yet, right? Like, I'm in remission. When you're in remission for 5 years, you get to say that you're a survivor. And I have a super positive outlook, and I think I do a lot to keep myself well in many ways. But the experience of going to these appointments, yeah, I think being just really raw about it is appropriate here. You feel like you're about to walk into an appointment and find out whether or not you're going to die young. So the first time that I was diagnosed, like, I really didn't have any context for that. I didn't think it was going to come out as cancer. I just thought, like everything else that had ever happened in my life, I was over-dramatizing it and that everything was going to be fine. And then it wasn't. It was like this critical illness. And the types of things that cross my mind regarding going to these appointments is, okay, so let's look at, what if it's not? Okay, life keeps going, right? So there's this buildup period. There's the confronting this. I have a very kind of set process for going to the doctor. I like to go to my grandmother's grave right after and kind of like let it all out. Like, when everything comes out okay, it's like a release, but the release is like crying, like hysterical crying and gratitude and just the overwhelm of what it feels like to find out that everything is okay, that you can breathe for another few months. But there's also this preparation step of saying, okay, well, what if I do have cancer again? What if it came back? And then you kind of like, then you have this little like branch, this path, like, okay, if it's breast cancer, is it 6 weeks of chemo again? Do I have to have another surgery? Am I going to lose my hair again? Am I going to be able to keep my job through that? Can I survive that again? The first time was so brutal. And I gave it everything I had, man. Like, I threw everything I had at healing the first time. And I just look and I'm like, I am so strong. I just can't even imagine doing that again. Like, where would I pull that strength from? Or let's say it's back and it's spread. What if it's like stage four now? Like, what if it's in the bones, or what if it's in the liver, or, you know, there's like all this shit. I was at, man. So today I was at my grandmother's gravesite and my friend called me and I just like had my breakdown and I was like, man, I'm in it, like in the thick of this. And you know, we've been friends for a few months, but she's like a newer friend, less than a year. So she's known me as the girl who had cancer, right? Like, she didn't know me before. She just knows this happy, healthy version of me. And, you know, we're building this like really great friendship. So we're both like allowing breakdowns, allowing room for one another to break down. And I was just crying and I was like, girl, you know, it's hard looking at your life and thinking like, what if I die young? One of my biggest fears, and like, I even feel like, ugh, like, am I speaking this into existence, or am I just releasing it off into the ether and like leaving it up to the universe to decide? But there's this image of this really happy person who's in remission. And like so joyous, found their peace, and they're so excited and they have this zeal for life. Like, it is I am that person. I love my life. I love myself. I am so excited all the time. Most of the time I am human and I break down. And then like you hear people, like when somebody dies of cancer, and the reason we fear cancer is because they do. Some people die. There's this thing people say, and I just fucking hate it, where they say, she was so happy. She really believed she was gonna heal. She was so hopeful, and people talk about like this, man, she just held on. I don't want to tell them, like, fuck all of you guys. Nobody wants to die, man. And it's a brutal moment. Like, for me, I'm 2 weeks away from this appointment, and I can feel the anticipation, the anxiety, the stress, the fear. I am afraid. I'm super attached to this outcome, because I think like, okay, if it's ever going to come back, like this time I'll get a few more months of peace. When I go into this appointment, everything is negative and it's plain boring tests. I'll get a few more months of this joy and happiness, you know? And sometimes the stress of attachment to outcome is like almost worse than the outcome itself, even though maybe that doesn't make sense in this context. But so I have this like, yeah, I think this is my attachment to outcomes is part of my, I think, like self-destruction mode. And I don't mean like self-annihilation, like this puts me into space of, you know, not wanting to live or anything. It's not like that. It's about destroy everything on your way out. I definitely have this pattern and I'm just like dealing with it right now, right? It came up for me the first time earlier this year. I'm sure I lived it out like all of my life. And then now as the happy, healthy person, it's a little like I was sort of shocked at myself at like some of my behaviors and the types of breakdowns that I've been having. So there's a lot to put into practice. So I've been learning like over the last like 3 weeks, I think, some really cool ways of dealing with the emotions that come up. So I know there's like this concept of just being with the emotion, right? Like letting the emotion come to you and then letting it pass. And that's a very new experience because knowing that I've got the buildup, knowing that the anxiety is hitting and that I'm kind of moving into the anticipation phase. Like there's sort of the avoidant phase, like avoid thinking about this upcoming appointment. And then there's the anxiety that builds up. And then like the day of, oh, it's like walking down this dark, gloomy hallway and the smell of rubbing alcohol makes me nauseous and, you know, like getting poked and the needles and the, like then waiting. And then they don't, you know, if everything's cool, they don't call you. You just got to log online and check. But yeah, so I've noticed like the blow up phase, the, oh my gosh, like the destruction mode. And I think that it's a coping mechanism, right? Because I'm looking at, so another situation happening in my life, right? And I just have not been able to like deal with the emotional state of it. And so I'm noticing my patterns, right? I'm noticing what my brain's doing, what my body's doing. And I'm learning to just be present. And I'm saying, okay, yes, you feel this thing. Yes, the emotion is overwhelming. Yes, it's consuming sometimes. But how can you cope? And what happened was the way that I was dealing with this circumstance in the past is like, so I'm a runner, like not, yes, I go running like outside, but I'm a runner when it comes to facing stuff, right? And I have an attachment to outcome. And if I feel like things are not going the way that I want them to, I run away as far as I can. I will close down. I will shut things off. I will isolate. I will separate myself and then I'll destroy things around me, like break the ties that bind me to the situation. And sometimes I can't, like if I'm having a hard day at work, I can't break the ties of me and work. I have to cope with it. I have to learn how to deal with it. So the way I would kind of deal with these, that type of breakdown in the past, like an attachment to outcome and things being different than how I want it or not moving as fast as I want them to. My old coping mechanism would be to kind of like run to the streets with open arms, like go party, go like, you know, have a glass of wine with my friends or, you know, find like people to talk to or people to sort of talk shit about a situation and like kind of go into victim mode. Yeah, that's what it is. Like going into victim mode, which has a really like, it's been a safe space for me. And now I'm learning like, okay, the old coping mechanisms, I can't use those anymore because they're not in line with my values anymore. The way that I dealt with it, like the running is not in line with my values anymore. And so I've been putting into practice, confronting things, like facing things head on, dealing with things as they come versus like putting it into the backlog and getting to it later. So as this is happening, I'm just learning, right? Like I feel like a baby in my new skin. I have learned so much about self-love, about creating like a healthy space and environment around me, about surrounding myself with really positive, happy, loving people. And that like, ugh, solid, I'm doing so good. And then there's areas that are uncharted territory for me. You know, there's like certain types of relationships that I have not had practice taking action on. And so what I realized is like I have the desire for something and I'm moving from the place of fear, right? Like running away from something I'm scared of. And I'm noticing that in my life, in the majority of areas, I'm like really peaceful and really joyous. I feel so much love. And that's my homeostasis. That's where I stay. And it's really authentic, right? But then like other areas, like, oh, I haven't tapped into this. I haven't been this person in that situation. And I realized in some areas, like, it's still the fear-based approach. It's still the running away approach. It's still the like self-destruct mode. Like, what can I destroy on my way out so that I don't have to confront this? And so from fear, there's like, in the scale of consciousness, you move up one rung at a time. So right above fear is desire. And desire is a getting by emotion. Like, I have the desire to have, you know, something really significant and meaningful in my life. And I have the desire to have my life look a certain way. I want spaces to be filled with specific things, right? Like, I've got my career things, I've got my goals and my aspirations, I've got like the being surrounded by love. And then there's other areas where I don't have fulfillment yet. And that's okay. It's not like I'm super happy. And, you know, the desire to have things go a certain way kind of clouds the judgment in the moment. And I just wish I could backtrack. I thought I was so past a certain phase. Like, I learned so much this year. I grew a lot. I got some lessons thrown at me, and I responded to these breakdowns by getting better, like addressing what it was. I realized that I have, you know, some PTSD from my cancer diagnosis, and I think it's like really common. Maybe like 25% of women have that. So, or people, not women, people who have had cancer, and I'm sure other critical illnesses. So I was moving in a very fear-based pattern. And then I, above that is like desire, like, okay, I want my life to look like this. So I changed a lot about my life so that I could be available for the blessings that I was asking for. I made a lot of shifts in my life so that the way I really wanted it to go, that became available. There was space for that. I made some really difficult decisions. School was causing me a lot of grief. I went back to my master's degree and I was like so exhausted. I was like doing business coaching and I was so tired. And, I, you know, I'm a mother, I'm a single mother. So like between work, I was trying to get a promotion at work, school, being a parent, business coaching, and then like trying to make a business. I was trying to be a coach and I'm like, where am I going to add time for a client? I don't have time to breathe. And I realized everything was about moving in a fear-based place. So then I said, well, the desire that I have is to have peace in my life and tranquility and time for people. I want to have like a meaningful, loving relationship in my life. I want to be surrounded by really amazing people. So I cleared out my calendar. I changed the space that I was in. You know, I was living with my parents. I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to stay there and that that was available to me while I was going through treatment. But like getting into my space, I felt the peace on the outside that I had on the inside. I felt really good. I felt excited about being, you know, a single mom, like on my own for the first time. I quit school and it was like so hard of a decision and I cried. But the moment that I made that choice, like peace and joy washed over me. And I said, you know what? I'll come back to this. There is time for that. But today, what's most important is, taking care of my mental health and my well-being. And then that moved into this like, so I went for like the desire, and then desire turns into anger. And anger is just such a strange and difficult emotion for me to deal with because it's one that I had not been expressing in the past. I was very passive aggressive. I was avoiding conflict, avoiding confrontation, avoiding talking about things, avoiding addressing issues. Like I said, I'm a runner. I was running away from my problems. But anger in my journey was so beneficial and helpful to me, because anger on the scale of consciousness is like when you start getting out of the getting by emotions, you're out of suffering and you're moving up into the expanded flow emotions. Anger was the moment that I was like, yo, I fucking deserve. It is like, I matter. So I am going to be a survivor. Damn it. And right, like this week right now, because of this like heaviness that's going on, anger is just like coming out of me because I have like something that I want, right? And then I have pride, but I'm learning like you got to clean things up, right? Like I'm learning to clean up my messes as they come, because I'm not going to hold on to stuff. I'm human and I make mistakes, right? Like that's just how life works. I make mistakes and it's okay. I make the mistake. I have the breakdown and I'm like, okay, you were trying to achieve something here. And it came out in anger, but you know, it's because I found myself dipping back into this passive aggressive thing. I found myself making allowances in my life that I didn't want to make allowances for. I don't want to live a life walking on eggshells. So in practice, like a baby, like a toddler, I tried to be assertive and, you know, stand my ground, and it came out like a hot fucking mess. And then I said, you know what? Fine, whatever. Like, I cleaned it up. I did the best I could. I tried my damnedest to fix it. And I was like, all right, now that's what I can, that's the energy I can give to that. I do that at work. Like if I'm not performing my best, I'm like, okay, clean it up, girl. Like, what is it that you need to do to make your life work better? And so then I put that into practice. Like, okay, resolve these things, write these things down, get the cross things off your checklist. And what happens when I do that is I can get back to peace easier. So that's the advice that I would have about it, is if you go through the breakdowns, you know, and you act out of your values, just like deal with it in the moment, right? Because the pressure of it will build up and you will explode at some point. And then from pride, you go to courage, being brave. Like it took bravery for me to try to clean it up. And then from there, I will be moving into neutrality. Like I did what I felt I needed to do, and I reset my energy back. And now I'm going to move into the space of, okay, it's done. And like, I can move past this now, you know, because my joy and my peace is too important. And it's okay. Like sometimes you have to do things a certain way because you've got to learn from it. Like maybe the whole time it was about that lesson, you know, that final lesson that you're like, damn it, damn it. And releasing the attachment. So that to me happens like in the moment. You experience the emotion. And for me, it's like this frantic, you know, emotion. Then I started using prayer, right? Like if prayer is not a word that speaks to you, meditation, visualization, being still, finding a calm space, whatever language fits the way that you communicate so that you can receive what I'm saying, even if like prayer is not it for you. For me, it's prayer and I love it and I'm going to own it because it's changed my life. This prayer is what got me to peace. I like to pour my anger out into God, aka the universe, aka the ether, aka the space, aka my ceiling. Pouring my anger out, let me like release it from my body just into the void instead of onto a person, which is what I think a lot of people, I think people would really benefit from learning that. Like get it out your body. You have like years of anger that's placed into you. If that's the emotion that you're dealing with, the world places anger. Your beliefs about the world trigger the internal anger to spill out. And like, I pour it out into the ether. You know, I put it in God's hands and say, you do something with this because I can't handle it. Like if I try to handle my anger or my desire or my fear, then I will like, oh, have a blow up moment. So the other practices for sure are journaling. I think journaling is a little easier when you're in a calmer energy. It's not always available, but like prayer, I think is really good because if you have a quiet space where you can talk out loud, that's super helpful too. And then from there, like you go from neutrality to willingness. Like I'm willing to do something different here. I'm willing to try again. That's one thing that I have going for me is that I will always try again. I will always like take another stab at it. I will always pick myself back up. I think that my biggest accomplishment overall is that I will always try one more time than I quit. And I quit all the time. I quit this week. I quit today like 4 times actually. And I said, all right, I was dancing in my mirror a little bit, getting my energy back up, feeling possibility, feeling joy and excitement, looking at myself and saying, you did okay, baby girl. You did your best. You did the best you can do with the tools that you have. And there's more growth, thank God. Maybe that means I'm not done here, you know? Maybe it means there's more work, more room, more learning. You know, learning is one of my favorite things to do. So I'm okay with tougher lessons. I'm getting that. It's okay to have more challenging lessons because the depth of growth is a little bit more. So that is what I've got for you regarding attachment to outcome. Practice releasing it. Being still and being present with the emotions that come up and let them pass. Because like something really cool is that if you don't fire off your anger in the moment, it does pass. It's like a wave that washes over you and then it goes away. And then it'll come back up again and then it'll go away. And I literally just learned that shit this year, like last week. Last week, I learned that if I let the emotions come up, they're just going to pass and then I'll reset and make a more clear-headed decision. So I think it's a beautiful lesson. I really do. And that's what I've got for you this week. So signing off. I hope all of your dreams come true. Thanks for listening.